在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Tower Hamlets has overcrowding and homelessness way above the national average. Officers on the Safer Neighborhood teams are dedicated to a small area and working with other agencies to improve the quality of life for those that live here. Latest crime figures in Shadwell show a mixed picture. Violence and criminal damage are down.But robbery and drug offences are up.
Response policing, be it you're flying around in police cars on blue lights, it really is sort of providing a sort of sticking plaster type thing to the, to whatever you deal with on a daily basis. This community policing role provides the longer term sort of aftercare, if you like, actually dealing with the problem, seeing it through and trying to eradicate the problem.
There are three police community support officers on the team.They can detain suspects, but not arrest them. Their main role is to listen to public concerns and consider solutions to problems like vandals at the old music hall.
By the time we call 999, they literally just run away. So it's, you know, it's nobody's fault at all. But when the police come, there's nothing for them to do. And I just had to say, I'm really sorry. They were here and this is what happened. Like, they either smashed these windows or, like, started this fire.But because we don't have any CCTV coverage, we don't actually have any way of catching them or proving that it's them.
They'll bring down a crime prevention team, and we'll look at the whole area together and see how we can iron these problems out. It's easy to come down here and obviously, but what we want to do is look at things that are long term, to solve the problem for long term so that we haven't, but you know, like lots of patrolling in the area.
The Police Federation, which represents junior ranks,says PCSOs have their role, but believes their uniforms should be much more distinct from regular officers and they should not confront the public. Residents we spoke to had a variety of views.
Basically, well, there are our security guards, but at least they're something. It's better than it was. I mean, there was times here where you never see a policeman for weeks on end. And I mean literally weeks on end. You never see a car go past or a copper on the beat. But now you see them once, twice a day. So what's wrong with that?
I think that community police officers should have more arrest policies and, like, have the chance to arrest people. So, you know, if they're there just to stop them for half an hour, you can't really stop them for half an hour. Because, like, by the time the police get there, they've gone anywhere.
The experiment has really just begun. The government is committed to the model of the community support officer. In 2 years' time, nationally, there will be more than 20,000 of them. They will be familiar figures everywhere. Martin Brunt, Sky News, in London's East End.